Hey, amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name, exclusively on Vaughn Radio. All aboard. Hey, there's Fatima. What's up, Fatima? Come on in. Great to see ya. Guys, if you want to learn how to keep in shape, follow Fatima. Not just keep in shape, not just do exercise, but how to eat right and how to have the right mindset. Remember, it's all about mindset, and we can apply, Fatima knows that very well, we can apply what we learn in her classes and what to what we can learn in my class. Okay, the content might not be the same, but the idea, the mindset, the fact that if you do a little bit every day, it's better than doing nothing. So thank you, Fatima, for reminding us how to approach English, ¿no? Por recordarnos cómo deberíamos enfocar el inglés también. There are so many parallels between getting in shape and getting your English in shape. And I think I wrote an article about it. You guys could probably find it before me. Creo que escribí un blog. Algún sitio estará about getting in shape and English and comparing the two. All right, well, we have so much to do, my amigos, so let's get right back into it with today's homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name, because homophones time. Homophones rhyme, they sound the same on the show with no name.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
Homophones.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
Show with no name.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's homophones only on the show with no name. And here's where I give you two words. I want to know A, what the words are, and B, if the two words sound exactly the same or not. And remember, this is the part of the show where if you don't repeat anything aloud throughout the whole show, this is the part you want to repeat aloud, en voz alta. All right, so, my amigos, the first word I'm going to give you is nuestro. Nuestro. Esto es nuestro coche, de nosotros, nuestro. The second word is hora. Una hora, dos horas, right? So, si yo digo la frase, es nuestra hora, do those two words sound exactly the same in English? We'll take a look at your answers really quickly. We need to listen to our Say What soundbite, and this is the third listen, la tercera. So hopefully somebody will be able to get some of it down, if not all of it. That's why you get four listens. Here we go, folks. Today's Say What soundbite for the third time.
I would like for everyone to, for one moment, close your eyes. As I take you through an experience of my life, my experience, the experience of hearing the sounds of many different voices from many different cultures throughout the world.
Okay. Now, you guys know me, and I'm a little bit sneaky, que me gusta, pues, hacer las cosas un poco cryptic, ¿no? Un poco crípticas. So, I'll give you a huge clue here. I mentioned this person's name already. So, the person who's speaking in that soundbite was brought up on today's show. Se mencionó hoy. There, no te puedo dar más pistas. This is Da Vinci Code level shit. Esto es nivel Da Vinci Code, like, dale la vuelta al coche, you know. So I can't make it any more, I can't make it easier, but it's a little cryptic, but I'm also giving it to you in plain sight, no? All right, let's take a look and see what you guys said about our homophones. The first person to participate is Born to Spelling Bee. And let's see what he said. He says that those are the words, and he says they sound alike. Kubla says those are the words, and he also agrees with his classmate. Evaristo, what's up? Evaristo, my buddy from Almeria, in the house. What's up? Laura says the words are mm and mm, and they sound alike. Nata says the words are mm and mm, and they sound alike. Alicia says the words are mm and mm, and they aren't homophones. Oh, yeah, this just got interesting. Whoa. So most of you are saying yes, and Alicia says, I don't think so. Va a ser que no. All right. Also, it looks like we've got somebody who figured out today's Say What soundbite. So please give it up for Kubla. All right. All right. So excellent job. We'll see if anybody else can get it as well. But I'm curious about these homophones over here. All right. Well, the first word is our, right? This is our house. Hay una canción. Our house. In the middle of the our house. I think you've all heard it. Our. ¿Y cómo se pronuncia hora? Esa la sabéis, ¿no? ¿Sabes la hora? Do you know what hour it is? No se dice así. Do you know what time it is? Hour. So es nuestra hora. It's our hour. Do they sound exactly the same? I'll say them again. This is our hour. Absolutely. But hang on. English isn't that easy. Our friend Alicia is right, too. Do you know why? Because a lot of times when native speakers say the word our in the middle of a sentence, it's our. Suena como A-R-E, el verbo ser o estar. This is our car. So, todos tenéis razón. Oh, you weren't expecting that curveball, were you? Esa pelota tenía efecto, eh? Yeah, they're homophones if you pronounce it. You know, our favorite movie is... Pero yo conozco millones de personas que dicen our. What's our favorite movie? What's our favorite movie? ¿Por qué? Porque le cuesta muchísimo hacer our favorite movie, right? So, yes, they're homophones, but not always. I say our all the time for our, nuestro. So, isn't it great when everybody's right? Excellent job, guys. So, yeah, it depends. That's, again, in the United States, it is and it isn't. Just depends on who's saying it. And also, obviously, the pronunciation, where it is in the sentence, right? But ours, right, is bigger than hers. A lo mejor, como al principio, le das más énfasis. But if it's not important in the sentence, you're not going to say, this is ours. No, you say, this is ours. Ours. Ahí te lo dejo, amigos. Una cosa es lo que pone escrito, y otra cosa, lo que sale de nuestras bocas. And that's something I want you to always pay attention to. Sí, sí, la letra C es deletrearlo, pero ¿cómo lo dicen ellos de verdad? Y sí, decimos our, pero también decimos are. And there you go, folks. That's today's homophones. Also, really quickly, let's go over the things from our spelling bee, these superstitions. The first one is knock on wood. Los británicos dicen tocar madera. They say touch wood. We say knock on wood. The next one, oh, knock on wood supposedly gives you good luck, right? Knock on wood, a ver si pasa, you know, if you want something to happen. Crossing your fingers was the second one. To cross your fingers. This one's kind of got a double meaning. Because crossing your fingers means please, 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 I hope it happens. You really, really want something to happen. But also, if you're crossing your fingers, you're lying, right? I've got my fingers were crossed. No sé si en español también. So that one, depending on the context, can be, you know, both. The next one, a broken mirror, right? A broken mirror. I think 7 years, they say. ¿Y quién decidió siete? And who decided 13 was unlucky, you know? So broken mirror. The next one is a horseshoe. Me encanta esto. Zapato de caballo. Yeah, zapato de caballo. Horseshoe. You call it in Spanish, herradura. A horseshoe. Black cat, we just mentioned before, supposedly, according to the common superstition, if a black cat crosses your path, you're going to have some bad luck coming your way. And another one, which I don't remember hearing this one too much until I moved to Spain. And that was, if somebody sweeps your feet with a broom, so the broom is el objeto que usas, and to sweep es el verbo. Sweep, swept, swept. Es irregular como el verbo sleep, dormir. So if somebody sweeps your feet, you're going to be single forever. I love that one because it is, I looked it up, lo investigué, en algunas partes de Estados Unidos sí que se usa. But in Spain, in the villages, and I remember everybody saying, oh, you're never going to get married now. And I'm like, what? What just happened? So it's funny. I went over some of the most common ones, but obviously there are many, many ones. And it's all, I think, it's all in your head. Todo está en tu cabeza. Another one I didn't add to the list is, let's see if you guys can finish this one. If you step on a crack, si pisas una grieta, esto es cuando estás andando por la acera, when you're on the sidewalk, if you step on a crack, ¿quién me lo termina? You break your mother's back. Le partes la espalda a tu madre. So for years, decades of my life, maybe till I was about 20, I refused to step on a crack. And more, it was a game. Tú sabes, los niños, como van saltando para no pisar las grietas en la, ¿no? O donde, where the tiles end, a veces son losas y no pisas la. So, do you have that one? Es que no rima en español. You step on a crack, you break your mother's back. All right, well, folks, we're going to move on, though, because we've got so much to do. It's time for today's Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Movie only on the show with no name. And as always, this is where we look at a movie and hopefully you guys can figure out what movie it is. I remember seeing this movie and thinking, whoa, it's pretty dramatic, but it's an amazing movie. Tremendous actors, great script. Soundtrack. It's not my cup of tea. Por eso, a lo mejor, no es lo mío. Normalmente no iría a una película como esta, but I loved it. And I still think it's a beautiful movie. And let's see. Let me give you guys the trailer, and then we'll go through a scene from the movie, okay? So the trailer goes like this. In the mid-19th century, a mute woman, muda, mute woman is sent to New Zealand along with her young daughter and prized piano. And prized puede ser codiciado, a ver cómo lo ponen, apreciado, estimado, preciado, right? Her prized piano viene de la palabra premio, a prize, right? For an arranged marriage. Esto es una boda organizada. You know, though illegal, should be illegal. You're going to marry this person. No, I'm not. Oh, yes, you are. That's called an arranged marriage. To a farmer. And a farmer is un agricultor. But is soon lusted after by a farm worker. And to lust after somebody is desear. But like in a sexual, you know, in a carnal kind of way. And, you know, the arranged marriage, he's like, well, este pal me ha tocado este paquete, pero bueno, este me hace caso. This guy's paying attention to me, you know. So great movie. Wow, what a beautiful movie it is if you haven't seen it. Ladies and gentlemen, our winner, Born to Iron Man. Great job, great job. It's The Piano. That's right. The movie is called The Piano in Spanish. ¿Se llama así? ¿O no podéis dejarlo así tan sencillo? Hey, you never know. You never know. All right. Well, these are the first lines from the movie. Las primeras frases. The lead role, la chica principal, says, "The voice you hear is not my speaking voice. La voz que oyes no es mi voz de hablar. But my mind's voice." Remember, she's mute. I have not spoken since I was 6 years old. No he hablado desde que he tenido 6 años. No one knows why. No one knows why. Nadie. Acuérdate, no one, nobody, tercera persona después. No one knows why. Not even me. Ni siquiera yo. El even es el ni siquiera. Right? He didn't even call me. Ni siquiera me llamó. So not even me. My father says it is a dark talent. Un talento oscuro. Right? And remember, if somebody, si alguien tiene talento, they're talented or gifted, es otra forma de decirlo. And the day I take it into my head to stop breathing will be my last. Y el día que yo decida, que yo lo tenga en mi cabeza, to stop breathing will be my last, será mi último. Now let's take a look at this. I hear a lot of mistakes when it comes to this. So to breathe is respirar. Es B-R-E-A-T-H-H-E. Perdona. Breathe. Eso es el verbo, breathe. Suspiro o respiración, sustantivo, is breath. Es esa palabra sin la E y se pronuncia diferente. ¿Ok? Y la expresión, me recuerda a la expresión, don't hold your breath. Que significa no hagas... No aguantes la respiración, que realmente significa espera sentado. O sea, significa que no va a pasar eso pronto, ningún tiempo en el futuro próximo. You guys say, espera sentado. Nosotros decimos, don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. So, to stop breathing, this will be my last, mi último. Today, he married me to a man. Y fíjate en la construcción. No es, I married a man. He married me. Me casó con otra persona. Okay? I have not yet met. Isn't that crazy? I just think of that. You're going to marry this person. I don't even know. That's not the important part here. Whoa. You're going to spend the rest of your life with this person, and that's what's that. Okay? Take that. A mí me encanta boda de penalti, you call it in Spanish. We call it a shotgun wedding. Porque está el padre ahí like, yes, he does. Sí. Él quiere. Hey, it'll help you remember it, right? A shotgun wedding. So, then he says, she says, excuse me, soon my daughter and I shall join him in his own country. Okay? Pronto mi hija y yo nos uniremos a él en su propio país. Remember, we don't say join to, it's to join. Join me, not join to me, right? He oído gente poner, porque en español es unirse a. Pues en inglés, no. It says, join me. Join us. Right? And my husband writes that my muteness, o sea, lo de ser muda, does not bother him. No le molesta. Es una O, no es bother, es bother. Es como, suena como una A. My muteness does not bother him. And hark this. And what is hark? ¿Te acuerdas que te dije que cuando encontrábamos palabras anticuadas, te lo iba a decir? Esta es. Hark. Atención. Oye. Es, nadie lo usa hoy en día. La única que se me ocurre, a ver si me acuerdo de la letra. Hark, the herald's angels sing, fa la 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 la, la 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 la. Christ, the newborn king, fa la 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 la, la 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 la. That's hark. O sea, es de canciones, it's from hymns from the Bible. Don't say hark. Hark, it is. Ya te falta ahí decir tis in Shakespearean. Tis is it is. Hark, tis a taxi. Shall we enter thine taxi? It would be funny. That would be a sketch. Definitely a funny character. A guy who's from like a little village in Spain. Toma, te vendo la idea. I don't have time. He's from a little village in Spain. And, well, the guy, he's got his own way of saying things, let's say. I think you could picture it. And I think we've even seen that before. We've seen that kind of, that scenario, that plot before. So it doesn't bother him. Hark this, he says. Hark this. Otra vez, no lo digas. God loves dumb creatures. A Dios le... Dios quiere... a los criaturas tontos. Ahora, la palabra dumb en aquel entonces, y es ofensivo, era alguien que no veía, que, right, somebody who was deaf, mute, they would say dumb. And now you wouldn't think of saying that. Dumb es, tú eres tonto, tío. Right? But you would say somebody's mute, somebody's deaf, mute, you know, dependiendo lo que tienen. So why not I? ¿Por qué no yo? Es que me imagino nuestro personaje. You know, he has to have a really Spanish name. Tiene que ser como Fulgencio Ramírez de Todos los Santos or something like that. And he goes to New York City. And the only thing is, he studied Shakespearean English. Se equivocó. And he enrolled, se inscribió, he enrolled in the Shakespeare Academy. So he goes to New York saying, "Hark, may I have a bagel with thine salmon?" Is that funny or no? Okay, maybe not. Maybe you guys are like, look, Alberto, we're not buying it. Bueno, pero seguimos con el Shakespearean. Y en el capítulo de FYI de Shakespeare, miro este vocabulario, porque bueno, reconocerlo porque se usa. They use this Victorian English in period pieces, ¿no? Period pieces son películas de época, right? So he goes, "Twere God, if it were, si fuese, twere God, he had God's patience, la paciencia de Dios, for silence affects everyone in the end." Por el silencio afecta a todos al final. "The strange thing is," lo raro es, "I don't think myself silent." No me pienso, no me veo como silenciosa, right? "That is because of my piano. I shall miss it on the journey," ¿no? Lo echaré de menos en el viaje. Cuidado con esa palabra también. Journey no es jornada, sino viaje. Holly Hunter, she played the lead. Holly Hunter, Holly. Acebo, cazadora, cazadora de acebo. Holly Hunter. She learned to play the piano when she was 9 years old. And most of the piano sequences that you see in the movie are Holly Hunter. It's not a stunt double or some, you know, pianist, some world-renowned pianist. It's her. So that makes it even more interesting. Also, she didn't win. I don't believe she won the Oscar. The film got tons of nominations. And Anna Paquin won the Oscar. She played the young girl. But she wasn't allowed to watch the film. She was too young. Her parents said, yeah, you're in the movie, but you're not going to watch it. Too much sexual content. If she was 11, I understand them. I wouldn't want her to see it either. And an interesting fact about this movie kind of has nothing to do with the movie, but Kurt Cobain. What? Kurt Cobain? There's a Kurt Cobain connection? Yeah. Well, he saw this movie, which I can't imagine. Well, he was an artist. He liked artistic movies, these art house films, como los llaman. Well, he saw this movie with a couple of friends, un par de amigos, unos cuantos, one day before he committed suicide. So maybe this movie, like, said something to him. It spoke to him in some kind of way. I don't know. But they say it's very likely, because given the time frame, it's very likely that the piano was the last film that Kurt Cobain ever saw. And what a cast, too. You know, as I said, you got Holly Hunter. You've got Harvey Keitel. Are you serious? And it's interesting because Harvey Keitel usually plays like a gangster tough guy. So even though he plays a tough guy in this movie, es como un duro, he's missing the gangster element, and he did, obviously, a wonderful job. So the piano, it came out in 1993, extremely popular movie. It's one of these movies, too, that has stood the test of time. And to stand the test of time is perdurar. You know, there are certain movies where you watch them 5, 10 years later, and you're like, what? I liked this? Really? I had zero standards. All right, well, my amigos, we have to go to our final commercial break. I can't believe it. Seriously, where did our hour and a half go? Una hora y media llevamos. We got another half hour left, and we're going to make every single second count. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
How do you say conquistar in English? Conquer, to conquer. With Vaughn, you will conquer the English language and make it your friend and accomplice in becoming an effective communicator.
Con el curso online de Vaughan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Escúchanos en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar. Descarga la app de Vaughan Radio.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening and speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
¿Quieres un planazo de verano para tus hijos en la ciudad? En Vaughan ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91-700-1199 y te lo contamos todo.
Estás escuchando.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening.
Vaughan Radio.
Hey, amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name, exclusively on Vaughan Radio. Oh, yeah. Come on in, folks. Come on in. Boy, we've got a lot of stuff to look at here on the show, and we're going to squeeze it all in. We're going to cram it in, embutir, meterlo como sea, to cram, que es una palabra que también usamos para estudiar todo al último momento. Piensa lo que estás haciendo. You're cramming a lot of information into your head. And that word again, cram, C-R-A-M. All right, well, let's start off with a section where we play with words. Well, wait. We play with words in every section, but this is a translation with a twist. It's called Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, amigos. It's the Double Trouble section where we're going to take a look at a translation, and you have to use the same word twice in this translation. The good thing, you guys can handle it. Seguro. I know you guys are not going to have any problem with this whatsoever. In fact, I think it's one of the easiest ones we've looked at in a long time. Now, that also means I expect each and every one of you guys to participate. So here we go. Como bien sabes, no deberías jugar cerca del pozo. Okay. Ahora que vamos a los pueblos en el verano, nos ponemos en ese lugar y le dices a tu hijo, como bien sabes, no deberías jugar cerca del pozo. All right. That is today's double trouble. We'll see if you guys can figure it out. Also, I'm going to give you today's Say What soundbite. This is the fourth and final listen.
I would like for everyone to, for one moment, close your eyes. As I take you through an experience of my life, my experience, the experience of hearing the sounds of many different voices from many different cultures throughout the world.
All right, there you go, folks. That is today's Say What soundbite. That's the fourth and final listen. Hopefully some other people will get it. I think right now Kubla was the only one to figure it out. But we've got time. Let's see how you guys did on today's Double Trouble now. Because I gave you some time. Speaking of, I gave you more than enough time. Más de lo necesario. Let's see if Laura was able to figure it out. She's the first one to participate. And Laura says, as you are, ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Laura. All right. Excellent job over there. All right. So Laura says, how do we say that? Como bien sabe. Excuse me. Cosas del directo. I caught it. Lo pillé al aire. If you were wondering, si te preguntabas. Hey, we looked at that word a couple times today, to wonder. Well, we looked at Stevie Wonder, preguntarse. So Laura says, as you well know. Perfecto. As you well know. Como bien sabes. You shouldn't play next to the well. Great. That works. Kubla, as you know very well. You shouldn't play near the well. Kubla, también funciona. So you know very well And you know, you as you well know. O sea, que el as you well know tiene que ir con el as. As you well know, you shouldn't play next to the well. And you know very well, ese se puede ir sin el as. El as puede ir, pero no es, es opcional. You know very well, lo sabes muy bien. You know very well, you shouldn't play near the well. Laura said next to, que también, a ver, todo es relativo, ¿no? Near es cerca de, es lo mismo que close to. Y next to es al lado de, como pegado. So it can be the same thing. It doesn't have to be. Let's see. Born to Iron Man. As you know well, you shouldn't play near the well. There you go, guys. Excellent job. Oh, thank you. Everybody is saying, bless you. Me encanta. La primera vez, I'll never forget, somebody said to me, Jesús. And I was like, no, no, Alberto. And they were like, no, no. It took me a minute, guys, because, of course, I was waiting for somebody to say, que te bendigan. Bless you. And all of a sudden, somebody said, Jesús. And I didn't know they were saying the same thing. And I was like, no, no, no. Ese es Jesús. I'm Alberto. Hey, you live and learn. Uno va aprendiendo conforme va viviendo esta vida. So it's time to move on, folks, because those little lessons turn into little anecdotes, right? Funny stories. Some of them can even end up being jokes. And I think it's the perfect time for your joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking. All right, amigos. The good news, we looked at this idiomatic expression yesterday. So you can consider today's joke to be almost like a review, un repaso de una expresión que vimos ayer, que es muy parecida a una expresión en español. All right, let's get to today's joke. Did you hear about the pitcher? The pitcher is el que lanza la pelota in baseball. You got the pitcher, you got the catcher, you got the baseman, first baseman, second baseman, third baseman, shortstop, que está entre el 2 y el 3, que cubre, ¿no? And then you got your outfield. That's basically your defenders, and the other team is batting. So no hay mucho más misterio. First baseman, second baseman, third baseman, the shortstop, que si se va el de 2, ayudar al de la primera, pues él le va, se va al 2. Lo mismo si se va al 3, a casa, home, que es el diamante, donde bateas. Well, es para cubrir. So shortstop is the one who's got to run a lot, basically, okay? So the pitcher who held the record, to hold the record, tener el récord, for walking batters. So what happens? The thing is, you can strike out. Seguro que todos sabéis strike, right? So if you get a strike, there are two ways you can get a strike, really, a couple ways, but let's simplify here. You can get a strike by swinging the bat and missing the ball. That's a strike. Or you can get a strike when the pitcher throws a perfect pitch in the strike zone. Está medido. And they say, eso tenías que haber tirado. So it's interesting because you don't want to be too aggressive because then it might be a bad pitch. So you have to have a good eye. De hecho, de ahí viene la expresión, good eye. Buen ojo, ahí lo has visto. Ese no hay que mover el bate. Because if not, it's a, you know, you get a strike. And the opposite is a ball. So a ball is when the pitcher doesn't throw it well. It's unhittable. And if you get three strikes, you sit down. You're not going to get on base. And in order to get points, you have to get on base. You have to go around the bases. Okay, lo estoy intentando explicar lo más fácil posible. So you got balls and strikes. Balls means bad pitch, unhittable. Four balls, and you go to first base. You don't have to hit it. So there are a couple different rules. That's just a basic, some ground rules que viene de baseball. Unas reglas en general. So now that I put everything in perspective there, because you got to understand a little bit about baseball here. Remember, there's an episode of FYI on baseball. So this pitcher I was telling you about, yeah, he held the record for walking batters. O sea, walking is, que no batean, van porque tira mal, ellos van a la base. Okay, so he held the record for walking batters. Yeah, he had a reputation as a tough guy, como un tío duro, because they say it took a lot of balls. It took a lot of balls to beat to get that record. Do you get it? The pitcher who held the record for walking batters had a reputation as a tough guy. Tenía reputación como un tío duro. Why? Well, because it took a lot of balls. Okay, well, I just explained in baseball, a ball is un tiro malo. So how do you walk a batter? Well, by throwing balls instead of strikes, right? So you get it? Because it took a lot of balls. Requiere, ¿no? Agallas, por decirlo de otra manera. Requiso, para batir ese récord, requiso que lanzara muchos lanzos, muchas tiras, tiros malos. So it took a lot of balls. Pero también es, requiere mucho coraje, mucha agalla. No, si no queremos ser vulgares y hablar de pelotas, because that can be offensive to some people, you can say it took a lot of guts, it took a lot of nerve. Guts, agallas, nerve, nervio, ¿no? Para hacerlo. So, it took a lot of balls. All right, it's not the funniest joke in the world, but hopefully you understood baseball a little bit better. And by the way, I'm going to go see a Subway series. That's the Mets versus the Yankees when I'm in New York. And you know who's coming to the game with me? Whoever follows me on social media. Well, I'm bringing you in. Believe me, I'm going to spend over a month in the United States, and we're going to have some fun. I'm taking you guys with me thanks to technology. And that's, you know, that's cause for celebration. And speaking of celebrations, I think it's time for famous birthday trivia. That's right, folks. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And here we go, folks. I'm going to tell you some clues, and you're going to tell me who our birthday boys and girls are. The first person is María Pozos. Hemos visto la palabra pozo antes, right? En el Double Trouble. So María Pozos. If you're like Kubla and you love to do those literal translations, well, then you've got this one. Oh, and by the way, normally we don't like the word premature. Personally, I don't like that word. But we're going to prematurely celebrate a birthday today. And then really, if you think about it, technically today counts because she's here with her friends. And I'm talking about Laura, folks. Tomorrow is your classmate Laura's birthday, but please wish her a happy birthday today, and we'll do it again on Monday. Why not? Happy birthday.
Go, shawty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck. It's like
all right, happy birthday, Laura. Hope you have a lovely birthday weekend and save some cake for us. All right, so this person over here, the first person on today's birthday trivia then, how would you know her? Maybe from The Supremes, The Miracles, The Temptations, The Vandellas. Like, she was in some of the greatest groups ever. Oh, and The Four Tops. So, unbelievable. She has singles also with Smokey Robinson that she put out, several duets. One of them won a Grammy. You Beat Me to the Punch, right? You Beat Me to the Punch. Llegaste antes que yo. Buena expresión que podemos aprender de esta canción. The next one is an actor who was born in 1939. He usually plays tough guys with a lot of balls. como nuestro chiste, ¿no? Ballsy guys. Yeah, gutsy or ballsy sería el adjetivo. Como, oh, vaya gallas, ¿eh? Tough guys. He was in Mean Streets, Taxi Driver, The Last Temptation of Christ, Thelma and Louise. I mean, escucha esta lista. Son peliculón. O sea, elige muy bien este tío. Thelma and Louise, Reservoir Dogs, Bad Lieutenant, The Piano, Pulp Fiction, From Dusk Till Dawn, Red Dragon, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Irishman. Este tío elige muy, muy, muy bien. Oh, man. Unbelievable. And last but not least, me pregunto, I wonder if you know who this person is, even if I don't tell you anything. Because I dropped a couple clues throughout today's show as to who our third famous birthday boy is. This guy's very superstitious. And he just called to say he loves you. And he means it from the bottom of his heart. All right, our winner, ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Alicia. Number one is Mary Wells. Number two is Harvey Keitel. And number three is Stevie Wonder. And that's going to bring us right over to today's Say What soundbite. That's right, folks. If you didn't figure it out yet, it's Stevie Wonder talking to an audience. And he's blind, as Diego, and he's telling them, I want you to experience the world like I do for a moment. And le pide a todos apagar los ojos, ¿no? Cerrar los ojos. mi hija, cuando cierra los ojos, dice, soy noche. I'm like, okay, yo te entiendo. So Stevie Wonder says, I would like for everyone to, for one moment, close your eyes. Por un momento, cerrar los ojos. As I take you through an experience of my life. Te voy a guiar, as I guide you, take you through an experience of my life, my experience, the experience of hearing the sounds of many different voices from many different cultures throughout the world. And then you know what he does? Y esta parte no tenía que haberlo cortado. He starts to sing. And it's, what do you want me to say? It's wonderful how this guy, I wonder how he hits those notes. ¿No? Para jugar otra vez con esa palabra. Me pregunto. Y no te líes con la palabra wander. Acuérdate de esta frase porque dos palabras que suelen liar aquí. I wonder if Stevie Wonder likes to wander. Si le gusta deambular, divagar, you say? I wonder if Stevie Wonder likes to wander around the seven wonders of the world. Si puedes decir eso, ya controlas el wonder versus wander. All right, well, let's hear the one and only Stevie Wonder.
I would like for everyone to, for one moment, close your eyes. As I take you through an experience of my life, my experience, the experience of hearing the sounds of many different voices from many different cultures throughout the world.
All right, guys, there you go. That is Esteban Maravillas, as you guys call him, Stevie Wonder. And do you think today's Name That Lyric is going to be Stevie Wonder? Do you think I would make it that easy? Who knows? Let's check it out. It's time for Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... Nope. Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. It's name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. Yeah.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric only on the show with no name, and I can't believe it. But folks, this is our final section. I just wanted to thank you all for being here once again. It's always a pleasure to have you guys, my driven students, my motivated students. It's really a pleasure. I'm dead serious when I say that, because even days where I get here and I'm a little bit tired and I'm just, you know, just having a day like everybody has, you guys always cheer me up. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. And here's today's Name That Lyric. Let's see if you can figure out the name of the song and the name of the artist, and then we're going to sing it together, as we always do. And don't forget, right after this show, oh no, wait, I think we've got a new show. Kubla, you've got the information. Born to Iron Man. Isn't there a new show on Vaughn Radio? Oh man, see, I'm in the dark, guys. I believe there's a new show on Vaughn Radio right after this show. Correct me if I'm wrong. Well, either way, whatever comes after this show, I can guarantee you're going to have some fun. You're going to learn English. And that's what we do here at Vaughn Radio every day. So thank you for being a part of it. And thank you for getting it. Gracias por pillarlo. Okay. Kubla says, yes, Julia Linares. See, I ahora que lo pienso. Now that I think about it, yeah, in our group, there's a Vaughn Radio WhatsApp group. They're going to welcome Julia. Y claro, yo pensé, oh, Julia Novitsky, who used to work here at Vaughn. And I said, oh, she's back. But now I'm seeing it's another Julia. Thank you. Kubla, you know more about my company than I do. My company, no es mío. Quizá por eso no sé tanto sobre ello. It's not my problem, really. Okay, well, let's take a look at this here. This is today's Name That Lyric. Un día te vi pasar por delante, por la primera vez, right? One day, I first saw you passing by. Te vi pasar por delante. A little bit different than to stop by. To pass by is pasar por delante. To stop by is parar, ¿no? Parar un segundo. I wanted to know your name, but I was much too shy. Quería saber tu nombre, pero estaba demasiado tímido. Shy. Another way we say shy is bashful. Y si te conoces los seven dwarfs de Snow White, de Blancanieves, pues bashful. Aunque shy es más fácil. Y más fácil aún, timid. Tímido, timid. So I wanted to know your name, but I was much too shy. I was looking at you. Te estaba mirando. So hard. No, mirándole de tanto. Until you must have had a hunch. Hasta que tenías que tener una corazonada. You must have had, tenías que saberlo. You must have had a hunch. So you came up to me. Te me acercaste. Siempre el reflexivo ahí me equivoco. Te me acercaste. No me suena correcto eso. So, se me acercó ella. Ahí me sale bien. So you came up to me and asked me my name. Me preguntó tu nombre. You beat me to the punch that time. Me adelantaste. Llegaste antes que yo. You beat me to the punch. Kubla, you got it. It is Mary Wells. And the song is You Beat Me to the Punch. Buena expresión. Preciosa canción. And I think it's a great way to go out on a high note. Irnos por la puerta grande. So thanks again. And don't forget to tune in to our next show. It's called, espera, lo acabo de ver aquí, The Random Show with Julia. Don't miss it. It's a new show. I'm going to tune in myself to support the show and also to hear what it's all about. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And let's do this. Let's sing it together, folks.
You must have had a hunch. So you came. And I mean, this is basically it. I mean, I truly believe that we can easily reach an agreement if we just keep pushing them on the budget. And, you know, the fact that they're going to lose a key customer if they don't take the risk.
That's an interesting point, actually. What do you think, Mr. Ramirez?
Joe? I think... Excuse me. No! No, márchate!
Mr. Ramirez, are you all right? Mr. Ramirez?
¿Te da miedo hablar en inglés?
Tenemos la solución. Vaughan Town es una auténtica terapia de choque para que mejores tu comprensión auditiva y tu agilidad oral en un tiempo récord. Durante 6 días, desde las 9 de la mañana hasta que te vayas a la cama, no harás otra cosa que